Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen. We are here at the NPA Radio on the Blog Talk Radio, and we can be reached with call letters 347. Call us 347-934-0207. And we are here, and we are at the Prayer and Praise Morning Call with the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and people who have gathered from all around the world. Come and go in the service with us and join us now.
Ultra, ultra, ultra awesome.
Oh, God.
We praise you. We thank you. Thank you for your protecting hand.
Yes, Lord.
God, for how you protected me on yesterday.
Oh, God.
And protected so many others. Thank you so much. Thank you for your goodness and kindness.
Yes.
For unmerited favor and for preferential treatment.
Oh, God.
My God. Thank you for never giving up on us.
Oh, God.
For working a mighty wonder in our souls.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for saving us.
Thank you,
for your sanctification.
Oh, yes.
And for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Thank you. You brought us from a mighty long way.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for freedom from sin and shame.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And when we think of the goodness of Jesus, all that he's done for us,
God, we thank you. We praise you.
Our soul has to cry out, hallelujah. And thank you, God, for saving us.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank you personally for enlarging our territory. Thank you for making us the head and not the tail.
Yes.
All your benefits and insight.
Thank you.
And all your phenomenal blessings.
Oh, God.
You've been so good, so kind. We appreciate you more than words can say.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for a breakthrough.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for truth that endures forever.
Yes.
For everlasting life and so many things. God, we just want you to know that we know that you are the only true and living God.
Yes, Lord.
You brought us from a mighty long way.
Oh,
picked us up and turned us around.
Yes, Lord.
And placed our feet on Holy Ghost ground. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ask that you bless this day to conference your people with your grace, mercy, and with your love. Don't let us leave the same way we come.
Oh, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless me.
My God.
My God.
And lift us up, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for.
Thank you, Jesus.
And since, thank you for that, Lord.
Oh,
and
yes.
For all that you're doing.
Oh.
Now I ask that you forgive us for all sin.
All of our sin.
Things that we've done. Sins of commission. The things that we have done, haven't done, the things of omission.
Yes, yes, yes.
And help us to forgive those who have done things to us.
Lord.
Transgress against us.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. We just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for love, joy, hope, and peace.
Thank you.
God bless us for our line.
Oh, God bless the day.
Amen. We surrender this prayer line over to you. Holy Ghost, take over.
Lord,
you can take over like none other. And take over and bless your people. Thank you for bona fide miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bona fide. Lord, we saw one on the youth prayer line the other Tuesday night. Yeah. Help us not to minimize the things that you do.
Oh, God.
We'll do more. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Bless in the city, bless in the field.
Bless
all of our going out and our coming in. Bless the people everywhere. Everywhere, Lord, everywhere. Touch and bless.
In the name of Jesus.
Give deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen and amen and amen.
Yes.
Good morning to all of you on the front line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Wake up. Amen. Let's greet the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to ask y'all a question here. Who on this prayer line has a morning praise for the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Your friend may not.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Why you have to seek out your own? Someone said soul salvation.
Right.
You have to seek out your own salvation. Your friend may not want to praise him, and may not say nothing until you praise him five times. Then they may kind of come on in. Then they come lately always. But what about you? Are you? Can you get in there and give him praise from the start? Let him know that you're there, that you appreciate him. Yeah. It's kind of like getting saved. Your friend may not ever go, but you have to go for yourself.
Hallelujah.
I'm going for myself this morning. Let's get a praise check.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, appreciate you, God.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord for y'all this morning. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sound pretty good. God bless you. Let's get some station identification and we'll move this morning. All right. Let's see. Pastor Strada, are you on the line? And then Lady Ambassador Hagen, rather, are you on the line? Amen. If you are, let's release the line to you. All right. Are you there this morning? All right, Pastor Strada. All right, go ahead, Ambassador Hagen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Yes, we are here. Shout out to Dr. Johnson, Mommy Betty, Mother Johnson, to all the staffers. And to everyone who's listening from all around the world, we do greet you in the name of the Lord. We are broadcasting live out of the studio, the Blog Talk Radio, NPA Radio Network. You can reach us in the studio, 347-934-0207. And we do welcome the other broadcasters who are also networking with us on this project. We want to salute our High Praise Radio. We salute, amen, the Gospel Radio as well as the Christian Radio 97.7 as well as 107.7. And we do salute and in our New York connectors as well as our California connectors. And God bless you all. We're live here in the studio, 347-934-0207. We'll be heard all over the world in places such as Africa, Germany, France, England, Russia, Spain, Italy. Glory be to God. Just all millions of listeners all over the world. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. It's Pastor Strada there. So I'm releasing the line to you. All right. God bless you. We're moving this morning, and thank you so much. I want to never have been so encouraged to tell the people that it's extremely important that you don't miss miracles and that you don't let the enemy make you minimize a miracle. Because he's a jealous fiend. He doesn't want God to get the proper glory for what he's done. And what happens when you let the enemy minimize a miracle, then you position yourself for less miracles. Who would want to give miracles to people who don't even realize they're getting miracles? And who would want to give miracles to people who don't even acknowledge what they've done or appreciate That's the word. Appreciate what the Lord has done. Amen. You have to. Allow yourself to miss miracles. I want to tell you one yesterday that I didn't miss. On the prayer line yesterday, I asked you all to pray for me. Very seldom I ask people to pray for me. But the Holy Ghost had asked you to pray for me yesterday. And it wasn't, let me see. Yeah, it wasn't too long after the prayer line that I went into my garage and I was trying to reach up for something and was on something and fell. And when I came down on my ankle, which twisted completely, like a right angle. And I thought it was broke, but it did. I carefully, with all the pain, kind of picked it up and began to move it a little bit and found out it wasn't broke. And the last thing I would need now is a broke ankle, broke leg, and all that.
Oh, Lord.
But I want you to know that if you hadn't been praying for me, in my mind, in my spirit, I believe it would have been broke. I believe I would have broken my ankle. But I thank you for the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. And because of your prayers, I'm here. I soaked it real well last night, and the pain is just about gone. Amen. So I want to thank you. Well, I'm saying I recognize that that had to be a miracle from the Lord. As hard as I came down on my ankle with as much pressure, I didn't break it. And I want to thank you so much for praying for me. Amen. It's kind of like your prayers gave me a cushion. Amen. If I hadn't had that cushion, chances are my ankle would have been broke. But the prayer would have been broken, but the prayers of the righteous. Thank you so much. My. All right. Go to any praise reports. I gave you one just then. That's what we call praise reports. And they used to call them just testimonies. We want you to testify. Amen. Of the goodness of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let me get one of our assistants to take that. As you can tell, I'm a little tired. Yeah. Busy. Busy, busy, busy. But thank you, Lord. Busy. Amen. All right, somebody take the praise reports and get those praise reports. Then we'll have someone to get the prayer request. Who will take the praise reports?
God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning.
Prayer line.
Good morning, Dr.
Pfizer. I will take the praise reports.
All right. Thank you so much.
God bless you. God bless you. And thank God that you're safe and sound and everything is in place. We are praising God this morning for all his miracles, every miracle. Amen. Seen and unseen. You know, when we pray, I praise God. Yesterday, one of the members came and we rode the city bus, and it was such a treat for me. I guess I was like a little kid. But we rode the city bus downtown to some activities they had here. And I had prayed before I got on there because I had never ridden a city bus before. We always driving or going and coming and never being able to take a view of the city since we have been here in Kentucky. But I'm thanking God for how he blessed us to go there and back. And the bus driver even had favor with us. The lady told us, oh, I have my pastor on here with us. And he gave us some extra tickets for a transfer, which allowed us to get on the bus an hour later, gave us extra time to look around and view what was going on, the activities that the city had. And I'm thanking God because it was an easy ride, a smooth, safe ride. Thank God, thank God. And I had the chance to see some of the people that were coming on and off the bus. Some that were looked like they were just totally homeless. Some looked like they were totally sick in different areas. And I just had to say a prayer. prayer. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. You bless them as they go in Jesus' name. Because it could have been me. Glory to God. It could have been me. Hallelujah. And I don't take it lightly when I see a derelict or a homeless person and there are some blankets under the bridge and nobody messed with them. No one touched them because they are put under these bridges here in this city for the homeless people. For them when they go to rest at nighttime. And I just praise God because it could have been put there for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm blessing his holy name because he has a roof over my head.
Thank you.
And a warm place for me to rest. And relax. And I praise his holy name. And glory to God this day. The prayer, praise reports are open. If you have one, jump in there. Give it, tell it, let us know about how God is blessing you in your life. Amen. Who will be the first one?
Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer.
God bless you. Good morning.
This is 816 Charlotte Gray. Good morning, everybody. I just want to follow you this morning, thanking God for all that he has done. I want to put this praise report in there for the family. If you all remember, the family that we had been praying for a couple of months back did not have a place to live. And when you were talking about this morning, I'm just thanking the Lord that you brought that up. They have a home. It's 7 children, and they have a home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you about the Holy Ghost appointed as you speak on this morning, because that was my praise report. So thank you, God. Thank you, God. But, yes, they have a home. So thank you, Lord. That is my praise report today. Stay with Jesus.
Man, God bless you. Praise God. Nobody want to be out there with 7 children. Praise God. Thank you for even bringing that to the prayer line. And it just shows you that God is working miracles. And I know someone out there have a praise report. And it's okay when 2 or 3 jump in there at the same time. We know we can only hear one, but at least they're witnesses for the Lord. We are witnesses telling what God has done and the goodness of God. Expose it. Let the world know. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
That God is not working miracles. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Sister Sheila,
860 from Connecticut. I just truly thank God this morning for allowing me to see a new day I've never seen before. I thank God that I'm not on mute. I've been on mute for a few days, but I tell you, I thank God that I'm not on mute this morning. Yesterday and day before is past. Today is a new day. I thank you, God, for not being on mute because I wanted to give my praise report about my mother, Juanita Moore. She came home. She came home. She is doing well. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Thanks,
I thank you, God. I thank you for your great works that you are doing on this prayer line. I thank you, God, for each and every last one of you that you pray. Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, leading Lady Betty, every Dr. Pfeiffer, everybody on this prayer line. I can't call everybody's name, but I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you, thank you, thank you. My mom came home, and God is doing great things in her life. God bless you all. Bless you all. Thank you.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. God bless you. Someone else, jump in there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt, 910.
Welcome
I want to thank God this morning for the prayer line. I thank God Dr. Johnson report about his leg. I'm so glad he's all right. I thank God for taking me over the highways. I've been gone for a week. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. God bless you.
I've been gone for a week. I went to Baltimore to see my sister-in-law. She you know, she has Alzheimer's, like, and they had to put her in there to get evaluated. And then my brother-in-law, he's not well. He got a sore on his side of his face. They law, he had a stroke years ago. He been sick, and he gets around on the crutches. So I went to visit them, and I thank God the Lord took me and brought me back. You know, They said they have a storm down here in the south, so I was in Baltimore, but it was raining a bit. I said, thank God for being back on the prayer line. I've been gone for a whole week, but I want you to know I'm back now. I want y'all, I put my prayer request in. Yeah, so I want to call back again. But I just thank you so much, and continue to pray, lift me up and lift my family up, and every saint on the line. Thank you so much, and God bless you, and y'all have a blessed day in the Lord.
God bless you, and we missed you, Mother Britt. We could tell you were gone. Hallelujah. We missed your
Amen.
Voice on the phone, and we were praying for you. Everyone,
thank you so much.
Your name.
Mother Britt, we
God
really
bless you. Amen.
God bless
thank
you, Mother
you.
Britt.
Someone else with the praise report.
Praise the Lord, Saints. This is Sister Castile in Minnesota. Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson, and Amazing Grace family. I thank God for just being alive today, having life in the natural and life eternal. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside. I thank God for so, so many things, for just my family members and my grandchildren, all is well. They are maturing and going through their growing pains, but God is with them. I'm praying over them. I just thank God for the spirit of prayer and being able to just pray as I go through my day for the different things that I see. And I thank God for that testimony, Dr. Pfeiffer, what you said you saw on the bus. Even though I drive, but I do get on the bus partially. Hello?
Oh. We can hear you.
Okay,
God
sorry.
Bless.
And I just heard that phone. But I just see different things as I go back and forth to work. You know, mothers with their little bitty toddlers carrying big bags and don't have their raincoats on, and the mother have a hoodie on, but she didn't put the hoodie up on the kids. So I just pray as I walk and pass and see different things and sagging pants and pray to, you know, the spirit of awakening in these things. Because, as you said, we know we are always pray. We have to always pray over things. Even if we can't speak to the person, we can speak over them. So I thank God for the spirit of prayer and the authority to call those things that are not as though they were. So I'm so grateful that I have that power and that authority in the name of Jesus. God bless you all today is my prayer.
God bless you, Sister Castile, for that wonderful praise report. God bless you. Anyone else have a praise report for the Lord? Lift him up. Lift him up. Praise God. Anyone else? Jump in. Any other praise report? We thank God. We know sometimes because of the weather has been a bit inclement all over, mm-hmm. and we know that there are different ones on mute. Sometimes when you don't hear me, I'm on mute. And I just praise God. You would think I'm having a service in the background all by myself because I don't let it stop me from praising God. And I just bless his holy name. Every praise report, I'd be praising God right with them, especially when they can't hear me. I can get indignant all I want to for the Lord. Praise his holy name. I can shout, scream, jump, holler and in the background. Because they can't hear me. Anyone else with the praise report? God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sister Lily Garnett. Can you hear me?
Bless you. We can hear you, Sister Garnett.
Okay. I'm presently in the hospital, but I would like to make a praise report. I think the prayer line, Dr. Johnson, the prayer line, you prayed for my brother-in-law. He had a triple bypass, and he's been in rehab, and he's home doing well. Thank God for the praise report, and thank God for the prayers of the saints. And y'all bless, God bless you. And if I can't get back on, I know it's not time for prayer requests, but I'm in prison in the hospital, and I'm asking y'all to just pray for me. I had acute exacerbation of asthma. But thank God that God is well, all is well.
Dr. Johnson, do you mind if we just say a prayer for her right now in case she can't come back on?
I would like to do that personally myself.
God bless you. Go right ahead. Thank you.
Asthma. And I was, for 17 years, I had asthma. And Sister Garnett, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Doctor.
Bless you. Amen. I want to pray for your lungs, because I know what it is to have asthma. And I have healing virtue that God has given to me, special from the Lord, as special healing for asthma. Amen. God healed me, and it's never come back again. Raise your right hand, Sister Cornette.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your healing virtue in the room right now. Holy Ghost, we ask that you take over. You see Sister Garnett there in that hospital. And in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I pray that you would touch this precious, precious, precious mother in Jesus' name. Touch her hand, Lord. Often I ask you to just intercede and let her hand not be her hand. But you use things in this life and you anoint them, Lord, for special reasons. I'm often reminded of how you use that stick in the hand of Moses. So when you got in the stick, oh God, everything came under your subjection. Whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. I'm asking you to come on in the room right now for Mother. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God, I know you're in that room. Yes. I'm asking you to anoint this precious woman's hand. That when she would lay her hand, O koshatati kishete, biyande koshete. When she lay the hand upon her chest, that all tissue would come under subjection to the Holy Ghost. That the oil of the anointing would be placed all over her lungs in Jesus' name. Healing virtue would take place. I'm asking you properly in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And it's for the glory of God.
Yes.
The enemy wants to try to test your word. For your word does say, if any two of us shall agree on earth, touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done of the Father. Ask and it shall be given. Seek, and we shall find. We have not because we ask not. God, we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your anointing flow in this hand. Lay your hand on your chest, Mother. And say in the name of Jesus, I am healed.
In the name of Jesus, I am healed. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Power of the anointing, destroying it. God, rectify every tissue, every cell. Open it up. Ephata. Jesus said. He opened. Ephata. Amen, there, Lord. And I pray this body that's the temple of the Holy Ghost. Devil, you have no business being there, trying to bring asthma attacks. I not only ask that it be
Please stand by the station identification. We'll be right back, friends. You can reach us by simply emailing us, ladyhagen@yahoo.com, ladyhagen@yahoo.com, or call us. We're here live at the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.